Oh, are you okay, Wendy? Is everything all right? Uh-oh. Wendy's having chest pains. Hey, everybody. It's Bill and it's Wendy, and our guest is Kurt Wagner. You know Kurt from TVShowPatrol.com. He runs this website, great website, TVShowPatrol.com, and we have him on every week, and we talk about TV. How are you, Kurt?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. We miss you in the studio. Everything all right?
Everything's fine. I'm just busy.
All right.
I want to say one name to you because I have a crush on him. Timothy Oliphant.
Oliphant's never forget, Wendy. You know that.
I love him. I don't know why, but I love him.
He's a good actor.
He's awesome, yeah. And he's really funny, like sly funny, you know? Like, I've interviewed him, and he just sort of is always sort of feels like he has this little bit of mocking thing going on. Like, he sort of mocks the whole idea of stardom and of being interviewed and all that kind of thing. So it's always fun to chat with him.
Well, there's a story about him today, but I just want to say before anything else, I can't believe how versatile he is. I knew him. I know the story is about Deadwood, and I can't wait to hear it, but he played the sheriff, Seth Bullock, on Deadwood, and then all of a sudden he started popping up in comedies, like in movies and other TV shows. He was on The Office for a little while.
He was most recently in Santa Clarita Diet with Drew Barrymore, which I watched every episode of, and I still can't tell you if I like it.
Oh.
But I watched it. What?
Today is your day, because Santa Clarita Diet Season 2 streaming today on Netflix.
Yep.
I watched every episode. I swear, you guys, I can't. I mean, it's like it's interestingly funny.
Mm-hmm.
When I love that show. I think it's so bizarre and so weird.
It is.
Yeah.
I love Drew Barrymore and I love Oliphant. So,
all right, give us some Oliphant news. What do you know about Timothy Oliphant?
Well, what do I know about Timothy Oliphant? I know that he talked yesterday about the Deadwood movie.
We've been waiting for about, is it 6 or 7 years since Deadwood went off?
It's that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
So he was talking to some radio show, not WGN, sadly, but some other radio show. And he said that it's hard to get everybody together, even for a barbecue.
Wow.
So let alone to do the whole production that lasts a month or two. But they have written, David Milch has written a script. HBO really wants to do this, and the HBO boss in January had said, you know, we're hoping to get it started in the fall of 2018, so this fall. But they're still trying to make everything happen with everyone's schedules. But it will happen sometime, sooner or later.
Oh, I hope so. The show was so great, and it ended so abruptly, and everybody said, well, don't worry, in a year or so, they'll all come back for a movie or a limited series. So, yeah, as soon as they do it, I can't wait. I love that show.
Yeah, keep your fingers crossed that everybody gets freed up. You know, the other good show he was in was Justified, Timothy.
Oh, right, sure. Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Which was a heavy drama. Oh, you would love it, Wendy. You would love it, I think. And the funny thing with that was this big, heavy drama, and he always talked about how he played it like he was in a comedy.
Oh,
which is great. Which is really funny, because it was really strong drama. But I could see that. Yeah, he's great.
There's another show that I've been getting into. I really love Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and Glenn Howerton is in a new sitcom called AP Bio. Is that the title of it? Am I right on that one?
Yep.
He's being Dennis. He's being kind of a jerk guy in it, but he is teaching a class of students in high school. He's a scholar and is killing some time teaching until something better comes along, and the kids are really good actors. It's really funny.
It is, and it's also, I think, really kind of this sly humor that's in there. He uses his class, his students, to seek revenge on his nemesis, who is another professor who got the Harvard job that he wanted. And so he has them doing all kinds of things to this guy, like you know, pretending online to be a woman that is, you know, wants to meet him, and doing all this other weird stuff. But then there's just a lot of stuff, like the workplace sitcom part of it's really funny too. There's his fellow teachers, and Patton Oswalt plays the principal.
Patton's really good in this. He's in everything. Yeah.
His character always is sort of at the same time seeking this guy's approval, but also trying to be his boss. So it's a weird dynamic there too.
And this is Seth Meyers is behind this, right, Kurt?
Yes.
Well, he is one of the producers. Mike O'Brien wrote it and is the showrunner of it. He's a former Chicago comedian,
an SNL cast member for a year,
Second City guy, an SNL writer, and now he's doing this. And he's really funny too. You can go to Sun Times and find an interview I did with him and with the actresses, who are also two of the actresses who play the teachers are Second City alum too.
Oh, excellent!
Super funny show. Enjoy it.
Good.
It is. It's good.
This is the week that Roseanne finally comes back to television. Have you seen any of the episodes yet, Kurt?
I saw the first episode when I was at TCA and. It felt like the old show, but of course the topics are new. You know, there's a lot of Roseanne fighting with Jackie, her sister, played by Laurie Metcalf.
Because of political reasons, a little bit?
Political reasons, yeah. Jackie's a huge Hillary Clinton supporter, and Roseanne, as is Roseanne Barr herself, is not. And so they are fighting about, you know, they have clash in that episode, but there's all kinds of funny stuff in there, you know, and the one of the daughters is back and has her own kid and treats her kids like Roseanne treated her. And, you know, it's just all, it feels like they haven't really, you know, missed a beat.
See, that's the ultimate compliment, Kurt, because I always think with these shows that do come back after a while, if you don't have that, then you're in trouble. You want it to seem seamless, like no time had elapsed, you know?
Right.
Will and Grace is like that. When I watch Will and Grace now, it's like they were never gone.
Right. It does. It felt that way to me. I just thought the new political topics are bizarre, and it's a little weird too to hear Roseanne spout all this conservative stuff, because the original show was so groundbreaking in its treatment of LGBT characters and female characters, you know, like the women empowerment stuff. But I think that this is a sly. I think there's going to be a twist coming down, you know, or some kind of, there's a reason for the heavy conservatism of her character, I think, this time.
We had Lise Goranson on, who plays the original Becky and then the coming back Becky, and the guy who...
Bruce Helford.
Who, what was
executive
his...
Executive producer.
Okay, and I brought up, just kind of as a joke, if Tom Arnold is going to be part of it, because he was, they said all the original cast members would be back. I know that... Tom Arnold is a nasty word, but they were like, absolutely not.
Yeah. That's where they drew the line.
Yeah.
We'll be okay with Trump. We'll talk about Trump in a positive light, but Tom Arnold, no thank you.
Right.
That's where we say no. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We'll take a quick break and then more discussion if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. You're going to break a hip. You know that, right?
My hips are fine. It was just bad knees.
Oh, that's it. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. He comes by on Friday, and we talk about TV, what's coming on, what's not doing well. Kurt, I know you can't go into specifics because there's some people who have not seen it yet, but apparently the final episode of X-Files upset a lot of people. That's all I know.
Yeah.
It's been on?
Oh, yeah. The last episode just aired the other night.
I better catch up.
Do you know what I'm referring to? Whatever happened at the very end, a lot of people are furious about. Do you know what that would be? And if you don't want to say, don't say.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
There's a way to talk about it without saying.
All right, just tell me this. Did it upset you? I know you're a fan of the show. Whatever happened at the very end, did it upset you?
I never get upset.
Okay. Did it upset you?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I gave up on it.
I did too.
I did see all the, all the reaction, I guess, but you know,
there was some bizarre twist that happened toward the end of the last episode that people went, "Well, what are you doing?" You know. But I did that last season.
Yeah, me too.
I never give up on shows. If I'm into a show, I watch it to the bitter end.
It seems like people had that reaction to a lot of things on the return of X-Files. You know.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of, people complain a lot.
Kurt, you just summed it up beautifully. That's true. They do.
Now, is Sunday night the finale of Walking Dead?
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's still more?
A few more, yeah.
I don't know why I thought it already happened, but I'm seeing these previews of something with Donald Sutherland that I cannot wait to watch.
He's not in Walking Dead.
No.
No, but he's on Trust.
He's on Trust. That is my pick of the week.
I can't wait to see this.
It is so good. You're going to love, I think, well, who knows? I'm sure you'll love it. It's so weird. But it's about the Getty family, the Getty dynasty, J. Paul Getty, who was this oil bajillionaire back in the 70s. And he was the weirdest guy. Donald Sutherland plays him, and he gives him this very... He's just so good in this. He gives him this really bizarre, rich man, like he's privileged, and he wants things a certain way all the time, but he, like, lives with the harem of women. He has, I think,
so four... So does Bill.
I do, too. Yeah.
Four mistresses living with him in this big, giant mansion called Sutton Place in outside of London, even though he's not British. He was an American. And he just did all these things because he could.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's created by Simon Beaufoy wrote it, and Danny Boyle directed the first three episodes.
Wow, Danny Boyle is very impressive.
Yeah, and they were the team behind Slumdog Millionaire, and I think they both were part of Trainspotting, too. I know Danny Boyle was. But they worked together several times, so you know, they created this, like, really... The first three episodes are they like switch between sort of styles, and it gets really loose and sort of trippy, like 70s trippy in one part of it, and then it goes into, you know, all this other, like, sort of a little police drama-ish in part of it, and then there's the whole thing with the rich dude. But the first season of this is about how J. Paul Getty's grandson kidnapped in 1973, I think, and held for ransom, and the old man didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay for him to get out.
That's cold.
Yeah.
So this whole season sort of stretches out. That movie that came out last fall, All the Money in the World, was the same story, but this one stretches that story out to 10 episodes and does this really cool stuff with sort of extrapolating from historical fact, and from Simon Beaufoy's research, where he got to read a bunch of stuff that he says intimated certain things about the family and about this whole case. And so they sort of extrapolate on that, and it sort of conjectures that that the grandson staged his own kidnapping, but then he really was kidnapped when the grandpa wouldn't pay. And so then he was like this Italian gang then actually did kidnap him.
Hmm.
And that's when he got his ear cut off. And so it goes into all this weird stuff. But
do they play Steeler's Wheel stuck in the middle with you and his ears gets cut off, like in Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah.
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me. They wouldn't show us that episode. And no one would answer any questions about how they handle the ear slicing thing. So I don't know for sure what happens there. But I'm probably not explaining this very well, but it's so good and it's so trippy. Brendan Fraser's in it. He plays Getty's fixer, you know, who's like an ex-military guy, and he goes to Rome to try and find the grandson. And the whole, all his scenes are really cool because he talks to the camera. He, like, breaks the wall there a little bit and talks to the camera. And he has this real sort of Western guy swagger to him. And the way he deals with all the suspects is really cool, too.
I haven't seen Brendan Fraser in anything in, like, 3 or 4 years.
Which is sad to your daughter. Didn't one of your daughters have a crush
Kylie
on him?
Kylie had a crazy crush on him when she was 2. Yeah, she loved George of the Jungle. She saw that 1,000 times.
Strap in, because he's in this, and he's in, coming later this year, Condor.
Yeah.
Which is a remake of 3 Days of the Condor.
Oh, the Robert Redford movie.
Yeah, and that's going to be a TV series. And then... What else is he in? There's something else he's got coming
up. So he's working again. That's good news.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kurt, one more quick thing. I've seen a bunch of ads for this show called Terror about something horrific that happens on a boat in old-time times. Do you know anything about Terror?
Yeah, and that's another one. That starts Monday. That's on AMC. It is about the Royal Navy's lost 1845 expedition to discover the Northwest Passage in Antarctica. And it's based also on a true story. And two ships went and got stuck in the ice.
Yeah.
And and they were supposed to be there for a winter, and they thought it would thaw and everything would be great, and it ended up extending to a couple years, and they kept doing these things, trying to send people out to find, you know, to find a way out, and they never returned. And actually, I think one of the ships was only found, like, within the last 5 years.
That's freaky.
That looks good. And Brendan Fraser plays one of the ships in this. He's very talented.
It's based on a book, but the show has this sort of supernatural thing that's, you know, something's coming to get them.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Is what it feels like.
All right.
Yeah, and so that's coming up, too. So there's a lot of good things. The Americans new season starts this week, too.
And Barry, with Bill Hader, it looks good. HBO, he's a low-rent hitman.
Bill Hader and Henry Winkler.
Oh, that's right. How is that? Because it looks really good.
It's a little weird, but it's like a dark comedy. You know, he plays a hitman, and he goes out to L.A. To do a hit, and he follows his target into an acting class, and then gets hooked, that Henry Winkler teaches, and then gets hooked on acting.
That's a funny concept.
It's a very funny idea.
Well, even though he's horrible at it, he gets hooked on acting, so then he's taken Henry Winkler's class.
Excellent. And Kurt, really quick, one of our listeners, we don't have time to plug the call in, but Mike wants to know if The Alienist is coming back for another season. Do you know?
Oh, I do. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure if they will or not. Probably, I don't know. I can't tell you.
All right. I'm not allowed to know. All right.
I'm not even going to guess on that one.
Kurt, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you in 7 days.
Okay.
It's Kurt Wagner.
Thanks,
His website is tvshowpatrol.com. We'll take a quick break and then get to some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.